This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Rays Radio Network.
Slice down the left field line. It's a fair ball. The Rays win it, and they have just clinched the number one spot. They have won the American League Wild Card.
Welcome to Countdown to Opening Day.
Swinging a ball, sliced toward right. Back Hernandez onto the track, looking up, and it's gone! An opposite field homer! Yadier Diaz flexes his muscles, and the Rays win again in walk-off fashion.
Coming up, we sit down with Rays players, coaches, and front office executives to discuss the latest news in Rays baseball. Here's your host, Chris Adams-Wall.
From Estadio Quisqueya in Santo Domingo, this is Countdown to Opening Day. And welcome to our latest program, everybody. My name is Chris Adams-Wall. We're so glad to have you with us here in the Dominican Republic. And on today's show, we will speak to the Rays' top prospect, Junior Caminero, about his first big league spring training and coming back home to Santo Domingo this weekend. Then I'll have a conversation with Rays' bench coach, Rodney Linares, who reflects on his time with the Rays and his childhood in the Dominican Republic. But we are here at the Estadio Quisqueya in Santo Domingo, where the Rays are getting ready to take on the Boston Red Sox in what will be Game 1 of the 2024 Dominican Series at the top of the hour. One of the Rays' top pitching prospects, Yoniel Curet, will be on the mound for the Rays, the 21-year-old righty who pitched between Low A Charleston and High A Bowling Green last season. Compiled a combined record of 8-1 with a 2.94 ERA between the two levels. Cutter Crawford is scheduled to pitch for the Red Sox, a 27-year-old right-hander and Okeechobee, Florida native, who went 6-8 last year with a 4.04 ERA. Andy and Neil are set to bring you all the action in just a few minutes, but before we get to the game, let's get to the first of our two interviews today. It's Rays top prospect Junior Caminero talking about what his first big league spring training has been like.
Todo bien, gracias a Dios. Trabajando todos los días con un propósito y tratar de hacer las cosas bien. Y la verdad está saliendo muy bien, gracias a Dios.
I feel good. You know, thank God. I feel really good. I'm out here working out with the purpose of working really hard and try to stay focused.
Are you excited about the upcoming season? And if so, why? ¿Estás emocionado por la próxima temporada? Y si es así, ¿por qué?
Sí, estoy emocionado, estoy preparando ready. Me preparé mucho en Dominicana para jugar aquí, ¿sabes? Y estoy preparándome ready en Printrenes para tratar de jugar un puesto y seguir metiendo mano y dejar todo en la mano de Dios.
No, I feel good. I think I prepared well. I prepared for spring training. I think being in the Dominican, it also prepared me to hopefully get a starting spot, you know, and it's in God's hands from there.
Last year, you hit 31 home runs in the minors between Bowling Green and Montgomery. Was 2023 your best season yet? El año pasado pegaste 31 honrones en las menores ligas entre Bowling Green y Montgomery. ¿Fue 2023 tu mejor temporada hasta ahora?
Si tú supieras que esa es mi primera temporada full, siempre he jugado poquitos juegos así, de la rookie en la media y todo eso, que no son temporadas largas. Y el año pasado, gracias a papá Dios, me dio salud primordialmente para tener una temporada full, y ahí yo demostré quién yo era.
That was probably, to be honest, probably my first full season. I think I've only had short seasons before that with rookie ball and in low A. So I think that was able to get me going a little bit more. And it feels good that I was able actually to have a full season, to be healthy for a full season.
And you also got a chance to play in the majors at the end of the season. And you hit a home run for the Rays. Just how special was that opportunity for you? También tuviste la oportunidad de jugar en las Grandes Ligas al final de la temporada y conectar un jonrón para los Rays. ¿Qué tan especial fue esa oportunidad para ti?
La verdad que una oportunidad muy maravillosa. Gracias a Dios por la oportunidad que me dio el equipo y el equipo confía en mí, ¿sabes? Y principalmente hacer el error de postemporada. Y gracias a Dios, de verdad, me di en esa virtud, esa oportunidad de yo jugar en esos pocos juegos. Y de verdad que la pasé muy al máximo. Y estamos trabajando para seguir siendo y tener una carrera llena de éxito allá arriba.
I think that was a marvelous opportunity, the marvelous experience. You know, thank God the team was able to give me the opportunity, even though it was a little bit of games. But I think I was able to get a little bit of taste of what it's like and to get that experience.
Was the call-up and that opportunity a surprise? ¿Fue una sorpresa para ti esa oportunidad?
Sí, sí, de verdad que sí, porque es que el año pasado yo traté de jugar, enfocarme en la fuerte y terminé en doble A para mí. Y de verdad que del año que tuve, papá Dios dijo, wow. Yo de verdad, yo no me lo creí. Cuando me llamaron a Grandes Ligas, yo me quedé así en shock. Yo digo, yo, Dios mío, yo de verdad. Y que ni triple A jugué, ¿sabes? No te voy a llenar de mucha bendición.
No, it felt very good. It was definitely a surprise. You know, I was focused to do as much as I can to have as good of a season as I can. You know, you got to put it in God's hands. When I got that call, I was very surprised. Like, whoa, is this even really happening? But I was very happy that it did.
And what did you learn while playing for the Rays last season? ¿Qué aprendiste jugando para los Rays la temporada pasada?
Aprendí muchas cosas. Aprendí la madurez en el juego. Lo poco que duré, aprendí a fallar todo. Aprendí todo, ¿sabes? Y eso lo llevé de la Liga Menor. De la Liga Menor nunca cambié cuando subí a Grandes Ligas. Y traté de ser el mismo. No cambiar nada. No ponerme ni ansioso ni nada. El mismo juego. Y eso fue lo que me ayudó y tener éxito en Grandes Ligas. Lo poco que duré. Y aprendí mucho allá arriba, estando con Yandy Díaz, con esos peloteros que yo lo miro, yo lo persigo, ¿sabes? Y tratar de hacer lo que ellos hacen porque son ya tipo estrellas en Grandes Ligas. Y trato de hacer lo que ellos hacen.
I learned a lot. I really did learn a lot. You learn to re-love the game again, all over again. I really learned how to fail. You fail a lot in experiences like that. But what I try to do is just do the same thing I did in the minor leagues. It's the same game, not to try to make too much of a change, try not to get anxious about a lot of things. And then being around some of the guys, being around Yandy and being around those players and how they go about their day-to-day and how they carry themselves. And that's something that I learned from them. Every day you're learning something.
And what are your personal goals for this season? ¿Cuáles son tus objetivos personales para esta temporada?
Mi meta para mí personal. Mi meta para mí personal, no hay un secreto. Mi meta es jugar en Grandes Ligas. Mi meta es, mi meta es jugar 15 años en Grandes Ligas. Esa es la meta mía. Para después ya vivir con mi familia y gozar de los frutos que tuve, ¿sabes? Esa es mi meta, yo tengo para eso y seré un Hall of Fame muchos años, ¿sabes? Esa es mi meta. Para mí no necesito más a Liga Menores, ¿sabes? Para mí yo soy el mejor y le estoy dando la confianza al equipo de tener la oportunidad, pero yo controlo lo que puedo controlar.
My goal is, it's no secret, I want to be in the major leagues, and I want to stay in the major leagues. I don't think I need any more days in the minor leagues. I think I feel ready. My goal is to stay healthy and play hopefully 15 years, you know, play as long as I can so that I can have a good family and I can take care of them and really look back and see what I accomplished. You know, if I go and, you know, make the Hall of Fame, that's also something that I want to do, and as long as the team gives me an opportunity, they know that I'm ready and I'm ready to play for them.
I'm glad you didn't skip over the Hall of Fame part. I definitely caught him saying something about that. So how excited are you for the Rays to play the Red Sox in the Dominican Republic, your home, on March 9th and the 10th? ¿Qué tan emocionado estás de los Rays juegan contra los Red Sox en la República Dominicana, tu casa, y en el 9 y 10 de marzo?
Sí, ir para allá, aprovechar esa oportunidad al máximo, de verdad. Y mi familia va a estar ahí, mi familia, mi amigo, mi mitad, de verdad, mi novia, todo el mundo va a estar ahí como ese día. Y de verdad que voy a tratar de aprovechar al máximo. Incluso me voy a quedar en mi casa, no voy a quedarme en el hotel.
Just taking advantage of it to the max. You know, I'm going to try to be there in front of my friends, my family, my girlfriend. Everyone's going to be there, my friends. And it's going to be really cool because I'm going home and I'm going to stay at my house and not at the hotel.
Pretty close, pretty close.
Sí, porque Santo Domingo es tu casa, ¿no?
Pretty close. Yo vivo a 4 minutos del estadio y vivo 7 minutos del hotel.
4 minutes away from the stadium and 7 minutes away from the hotel.
Yeah. I asked him if Santo Domingo was his home, and of course it is. I'm curious, who was your favorite Dominican baseball player when you were growing up, and why? ¿Quién era tu jugador de béisbol dominicano favorito cuando eras niño y por qué?
Cuando era niño y ahora mismo.
Manny Machado. Yo trato de hacer lo que ese hombre hace. Incluso yo le escribí un DM y posté una foto en 2014 y él me dio repost y me dijo, wow, pelotero así como tú que van subiendo me da lleno de ánimo de seguir trabajando fuerte. Y eso me llenó de orgullo a mí. Digo, wow, una persona así respondiéndome, ¿sabes? Teniendo la humildad de responderme. Y mi pelotero favorito, trato de lo que él hace, jugar a pelota así, normal, con confianza. Me gusta todo lo que él hace.
I think when I was a kid and even now, my favorite player was Manny Machado. He's someone I always admired, like the way he plays. I actually DM'd him one time in 2014 and talked to him, and he responded. And, you know, I told him that I liked the way he played, and he responded with, you know, you look good, you can continue to have a career as long as you keep on working hard. And he said a guy like him is very much a hardworking, someone you want to look up to and you want to admire.
And did you use that as motivation? ¿Motivación para ti?
Claro, eso es motivación día tras día. Pues persona como él, uno tiene que seguir avanzando, ¿sabes? Y yo siempre he dicho, tratar de dejarle va afuera. Eso es tratar de la humildad primeramente, ¿sabes? Porque Dios ve eso y mientras más arriba que tú puedes estar, el otro puede estar abajo de ti, pero tiene que mantenerte humilde siempre.
Of course, you know, of course, that's something that motivates you to never change, to want trying to be humble. You know, God's looking down on you and he's going to reward you in the way you are. So you don't want to change. You want to be able to be humble as best as you can and just go with that good attitude.
Well, we are really excited to watch you this season, Junior. Good luck to you. And thank you for your time. Estamos emocionados de verte esta temporada. Buena suerte, Junior. Y gracias por su tiempo, Junior y Manny.
Gracias. Estamos activos. Vamos a matar a Wolf.
Thank you. We're going to be active. We're ready to dominate.
And we thank La Maxima, Junior Caminero, and Rays interpreter Manny Navarro for taking the time to talk to us. And we welcome him back to Santo Domingo. We are going to go to our first break, but don't go anywhere because we're coming back with Rays bench coach Rodney Linares on the other side.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Right here on the Rays Baseball Network.
And we continue on our countdown to opening day program with Rays bench coach Rodney Linares. Rodney, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for having me.
So obviously it's going to be a little crazy when we get to the Dominican Republic in Santo Domingo. So I thought it might be easier if we did the interview a little bit ahead of schedule just to give you some more time to get ready for the game. But just how excited are you to get back? I know you're born in Brooklyn, but you grew up in the Dominican Republic. How excited are you to be going back?
I'm very excited, man. Any time that you get to go back to the homeland, and especially now representing a big league organization, going down there, working down there for so many years in winter ball and then doing the WBC last year, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I'm really excited.
So born in Brooklyn, but when did you go back to the Dominican Republic?
It's interesting. So my dad's worked in baseball his entire life. So as soon as the season was over, I was born in August. So he didn't see me until, I think, September when he went to New York to pick me up with my mom. And then we flew back in. And then every other year I would come in and out and go to New York for a little bit. But I lived my whole life in Dominican Republic in San Pedro de Macorís.
Yeah, and San Pedro de Macorís is a bit of a baseball hotbed. I mean, there are hundreds of talented players that have come out of there. What do you remember about growing up there? And I imagine it was a pretty easy place to fall in love with the game of baseball.
Yeah, you know, baseball has been in my life since I was born. Like I said, my dad's been in the game for 50 years. You know, he's 84 years old now, or like he likes to say, 84 years young. And, you know, it was all about baseball. We're a big baseball family. My uncles, everybody's been involved in the game, and we're trying to continue with that tradition here. You know, I fell in love really early, but it was really common to see a lot of big league players, still really common to see a lot of big league players around the town. And I grew up in late Joaquin Andujar's household, like going to his house, George Bell, Rafael Ramirez, all those guys when I was growing up, they were big down there, Alfredo Griffin. So they were always around, and you could be around those guys. So it was really easy to fall in love with the game.
who was your best friend when you were growing up, who has made it to the big leagues? I'm sure you ran around with a lot of those guys and certainly played with them.
Well, I have a lot of guys that I played with and grew up with that made it to the big leagues, but I hold a really good special place in my heart to Robinson Cano. He's a little younger than me, but I've known him since he was like 7 years old, and you know, he's very special player, very special person. Has done a lot of philanthropy work in Dominican, and you know, he's actually one of my kids' godfathers, and you know, he's probably the one guy that I'm more close to. But man, I grew up with so many guys that played in the big leagues. I grew up with so many guys that are in the big leagues right now, still to this day. A couple of them are in the big leagues, and some of them are coaching now. So yeah, it's pretty special. This game gets you around a lot of special people.
And I know San Pedro de Macorís isn't too far from Santo Domingo. Did you play in Santo Domingo at all growing up?
No, I did not play in Santo Domingo. I played in the winter there, but I never played there when I was a kid. I did a lot of international events and stuff, and did. But my hometown there was baseball 24/7. But back then it was kind of hard to like travel and go to the capital and go, you know, so we were mostly on the east side of the island, which is only 45 minutes if you think about it. But I have a lot of special memories from that place. I'm managing that stadium, uh-huh, in Escogido. I've managed Estrella, so I've been there a lot, so it's going to be really special.
Is it kind of extra special for you because you were the manager of the Dominican Republic during the last World Baseball Classic?
Yeah, it's always an honor. Like, anytime you get to represent your country, anytime that you get to, you know, get that flag, and just there's a lot of emotions that go through. You know, the WBC was really special, and going back to the homeland with the team is going to be really special.
Can you describe what it was like, that experience, managing in the World Baseball Classic for your home country of the Dominican Republic? I mean, I'm sure when it ended, you were kind of like, wow, did that just happen? But now that you've had some time to reflect, what was that like?
I tell you what, it's like a dream come true. Like, when I was growing up, my goal and my dream was to play in the big leagues. That didn't happen. Then it became my goal to be a coach in the big leagues or a manager in the big leagues. The coaching in the big leagues has materialized now. And then we always talked about representing the country in WBC. And when the opportunity came about, it was surreal, to say the least. It was a lot of work to put together the team and all that, and frustrating to leave the way we left. But it holds a special, probably the highlight of my career was when I put on that uniform and have those special guys around and seeing how it affected those guys to play for their country. Man, that was really special.
Do you have a favorite memory from that tournament?
I think my favorite memory would be like the first game, not the outcome of the game, but once you were there and you like, this is happening, and you see all the guys in the clubhouse and talking to the guys and expressing to the guys how proud I was to wear that uniform and how proud I was of the guys that responded to the call that the country made. So that was probably my best moment.
And then, I mean, we have to talk about your time with the Tampa Bay Rays, because you are now the team's bench coach, and you've been in other roles, but as the bench coach, it's second, right?
My second year as a bench coach. I was a third base coach for 4 years when I got here, so this is year number six now.
What's it been like being the bench coach? I mean, you have a year under your belt now. What was that experience like in 2023? A few things happened last season.
Yeah, it's interesting, like, to see what happens under the hood and be privy to a lot of the conversations with the front office. As a base coach at third or a hitting coach, I think you're not privy to a lot of those conversations with the front office involved in like every decision that we make, and then having to be involved with every decision that is made in the game by Cashie. And you know, he does such a great job of just allowing you to be yourself and allowing people to do their job. I think that's what makes him a great manager. But yeah, like being second to Cashie in the dugout, is really, really special.
Yeah, what else have you learned from Kevin Cash? I mean, I've heard that a number of times, that one of the best parts about working for the Tampa Bay Rays is that they do allow you to be yourself, and they allow you that freedom. Christian Bethencourt, I remember doing an interview with him last year, and he talked at length about that and how that's not the case at other organizations. Is that the big takeaway from working under a guy like Kevin Cash?
I think one of them is just the way he sets up the culture. Like he instills in his players to be themselves and, you know, be open, and we're really, really open to, like, whenever you guys feel like there's a need to come in and talk, the door is always all open. He's always in constant communication with the players. And then I think his biggest trait is he allows the coaching staff to do their job. Like, he's not micromanaging. He's actually and not delegating, but he's allowing you to do your job and be responsible for your areas. When I started here, I was a third base coach and an infield coach, so he was like, hands off, this is your baby, you go ahead and do it. Now Brady's going in this year to do it, and I told him the same thing. So I think that's what makes him a really good manager. Plus, he knows his stuff, man. Mm-hmm. He knows his stuff. He's a very smart individual as far as the games, and then he keeps it light. That's the other thing. He keeps it light. He doesn't let a lot of things bother him. I don't think I've ever seen him have a bad day, except when we lost the World Series. But sure. but again, like, he's such a special human, and, you know, he's treated me with so much respect and helped me grow in this game, and I'm going to be forever in debt with him for that.
And let's finally go back to the trip to the Dominican Republic, because this is a big deal. We're playing the Red Sox in a couple of different games here Saturday and Sunday. Two-part question. Let's start with the players who are from the Dominican Republic, who are going back. We know it means a lot to you. What is it going to mean to them to play here in Santo Domingo?
You got to ask them. But yeah. Like, talking to Rosie, like, Rosario is a perfect example. You know, he's been in the big leagues for, I think, parts of 6 or 7 years now, and he's never played there. Like, he's never played there. He's a big prospect, so they didn't allow him to play in winter ball. So this is the first time for him playing there. So he's expressed it. You know, Frankie Mejia is going on the trip. He's also Junior Caminero. They're all like, they can't wait for the game to start and be around. It's going to be a little crazy, especially with the kids there, mm-hmm. and stuff. But, you know, as far as that, like, they're going to have people that have never seen him play live in this stage. I think that's going to be really special for them.
And then part B, which will be our final question, what is it going to mean to the Dominican people who come to that game or who watch it on television or who are just around both teams? I feel like it's going to be a major event there.
Yeah, no doubt. Baseball is always big down there, man. Baseball is such a – our country is just – about baseball 24/7, 12 months of the year. So that's going to be really special. It's going to be really special for the fans. I know it's going to be loud.
Yeah.
I can tell you that it's going to be loud. But yeah, you know, we're going to go down there, give them a really good show, and you know, the guys are excited.
Ziandy Diaz just takes a little swing at you, but Rodney Linares, we appreciate it so much. Can't wait to get on the plane and have fun this weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Rays and Red Sox is just around the corner with the first pitch scheduled for 5:05 p.m. Eastern time. The first game of the 2024 Dominican Series here at Estadio Quisqueya in Santo Domingo. We'll be back to wrap it up here on Countdown to Opening Day right after this on the Rays Radio Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Well, we really appreciate Junior Caminero for taking the time to tell us about his first big league spring training and what it means to him to be back home in Santo Domingo. We also want to thank Rays bench coach Rodney Linares for providing us with an inside look into his growing up right here in the Dominican Republic. That is going to do it for us here, though, on Countdown to Opening Day. Special thanks to Jason Behringer back at our network studios, as well as Chris Miller and Becca Carney for on-site assistance, plus additional help from Andy Freed, Neil Solons, Jared Greenspan, and Max Tanzer. I'm Chris Adams-Wall. We're getting set for the Rays and the Red Sox, Game 1. one of the 2024 Dominican Series right here at Estadio Quisqueya in Santo Domingo. Enjoy the game, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Countdown to Opening Day.
As this ball is blasted to straightaway center, this ball is long gone.
If you missed any of the show, download it at RaysBaseball.com/radio.
Speaking of the Jungle Cruise, that one is into the jungle, well into it for Randy Arozarena's 19th home run of the season.
Opening day will be here before you know it.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and the Rays win.
For tickets, visit RaysBaseball.com.